time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? You probably hit us up big time at about 7:30. After that game, let's see what we got today.
I am sick and tired of every time when the Eagles go on a bad run, all these people come out of the woodwork who seem like they had all the faith in the world when they were Super Bowl champions, and now everything is falling down. Yes, it sucks. Yes, they played horrible, but you know what? They needed this type of this play in order to get to the reality of the fact that they are no longer Super Bowl champions starting this new season. So all those who call and say dumb things about Carson, you need to look up the rules of football and understand what the hell a quarterback is and stop wasting Mikey's phone lines and blocking me from getting in.
That's the great AJ.
That's a good point.
Checking in. Yeah, well.
They had a couple of those Carson calls. We didn't need those.
Yeah, well, no, we didn't need them. Bring back Foles. I heard somebody say, well, he beat the Vikings. Wentz couldn't beat him. Foles beat him.
I have come to one conclusion. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles can tackle better than the Eagles. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
No, it's not right to make fun of the blind. It's not today. Not in 2018. You can't do that. That was a joke 10 years ago.
Mikey, miss your argument that they relied on Jason Peters and Darren Sproles doesn't hold water because they lost them both last year and they replaced them. Sproles with Corey Clement and Vitae. Now, we're nobody going to believe that Vitae is Jason Peters, but certainly they relied on people to replace them last year and won the Super Bowl. Why can't they rely on people to replace them this year?
Because they brought him back to start. That's why. They brought him back and put him in their first string.
Team lost Brent Celek. They lost a punter, kicker, basically. They lost a couple of defensive players on the defensive line. The team's not that much different from last year. Yeah, they're a little older. Yeah, they're coming out a little slow. But the main difference is the coaching. They're missing two of the top guys that they had last year. Guess what? This year, he doesn't have them anymore. But what's Doug on? Right back to passing and barely running the ball. Poor play calling. He got out-coached.
Well, he did get out-coached. And there were a lot of questionable decisions yesterday. You know, normally, see, Doug Peterson has earned some clout because they won the Super Bowl, right? But you know, his first year, if he had done all those things, people would be broiling him.
What has this team done over the first 5 weeks of the season that would make anyone think that they can go 8-3 the remainder of this season? Now, this team is the team that most people thought they were last season. 8-8, 9-7 at best.
Can you see this season turn out to be that? I mean, seriously, after a Super Bowl year and that kind of a lemon season, and we're sitting here with our thumbs in our nose.
Eagle fans, it's a new season. Stop talking about the Super Bowl. Stop talking about last year. It's a new season, okay? Just like the Cowboy fans can't bring up their whatever, 3 or 4 or 5 Super Bowls, your Super Bowl is past tense now. It's a new season. Everybody's not going to bow down to you.
Well, that's true. They knew that.
That guy,
they should have known that, right?
I recognize that guy's voice, though. He's a Giants fan.
Oh, he is?
And when he's mad at, he's acting like the Eagles Super Bowl was the 90s. It was the last Super Bowl. It's a little different between the Eagles and the Cowboys Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a little bit of an ingrate. He's probably going to call you later in the week to talk about the Giants. He's a big Giants fan.
Okay.
I want to take this time to thank the Philadelphia Eagles for giving us a Super Bowl win last season. But this is a new season. They suck. Jalen Mills, you suck.
A lot of angry people. 74% think they're going to turn it around. Where are these people? Were they in a cave somewhere? Yeah, with Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, dripping water on their face.
All right, at the Vince loss, the shine off of Vince Lombardi Trophy is officially worn off. All right, stop being delusional. Stop patting this team on the back, okay? They need to start winning right now. All right, playtime, it's been over. It's been over since week two. You need to show up next week and kill the Giants.
Well, this is a different spin than the calls we got last year. I take 5 to 10 years of team seasons that suck as long as we win one Super Bowl.
I know that we're in shambles right now. I know this is a bad football team, and I know that there's a lot of things to be excited about with the future of this team, but right now at this very moment we're bad, and I think the biggest thing is hidden in plain sight, because I think you want your biggest pillar to be Carson Wentz, but he's not.
What?
Oh, what?
What does that mean? Of course, he's your biggest pillar.
Not a good player, according to him.
Well, you need some people around him. What do you think Carson Wentz would feel like now if he had Diggs and Thielen? What do you think? You think he'd be confident and be a good player and someone slinging the ball? You think that would work for him?
Ref, you suck. 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 Ref, you suck.
I assume that was in reference to the Michael Bennett call. And I wouldn't have made that call. I thought that was a little iffy, frankly. But these referees are going to, as soon as a quarterback gets hit in the knee area, they're going to call it. But as far as I know, I don't think that particular play lost them the football game.
This thing was a disgrace. I'm calling it. I don't want to because I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but I'm calling it. Rams versus Chiefs Super Bowl. Please prove me wrong. Mike Missanelli, please prove me wrong.
Rams versus who for the Super Bowl? Houston. They say
no. He said the Chiefs, what? The two undefeated teams.
Oh, the Chiefs.
He really dug deep to pick the Super Bowl. He just picked the two undefeated teams and said,
please tell me I'm
conference.
Wrong. Right now, they're the two best teams in football.
That never happens, though. I would bet a lot of money that it's not that matchup.
Not so sure that's not going to happen. But you see, like yesterday, I thought the Chiefs would have a tussle. They
beat up that team.
Yes, they did.
They smacked them around.
Science and reality check. The Eagles are a mediocre team this year. And all the talk isn't going to change that. Mediocre.
Oh, again, a sound off that was overwhelmingly negative. And yet, 74% of the people in our Twitter poll say they're going to turn it around. I guess it's going to be an interesting week. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.